My eye hurts, you know. Had a long season. We accomplished a lot. That's obviously not the way we wanted to go out. But, you know, as you look back on, you know, the memories of the season, there's a lot to be proud about. And, you know, of course, you know, getting into the playoffs, we would like to, you know, go to the Super Bowl and stuff like that. But, you know, got to take the loss and move on. And now it's time to, you know, hit the off season and get better for next year.
What will you take out of this season?
Just the growth that I had. You know, still being able, being a young guy and being able to learn from the older guys. You know, and you know, just being ready when your number's called. You know, continue to work my craft, continue to get better, and you know, see what I bring to the team next year.
Jerick, how do you think the fit worked with having Adrian back this year and your role? How do you think that played out this season?
I think it played out good. You know, I had nothing against it. Like I said, being a young guy, I learned a lot from that man. And, you know, got nothing but respect for him. So, you know, he's going to be back next year. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, we know what it feels like to get to this point and, you know, what it feels like to lose at this point. So, you know, I'm pretty sure next year's team will have that on their heads and, you know, that chip on their shoulder to get past the point next year.
How would you assess your rookie season?
It was all right, man. Didn't end the way we wanted to. A lot of things to look forward to in the off season, so just wish things would have ended better.
Lots of young talent. What's the future look like here?
We got lots of guys that can play. As we can see, as you saw all year, a lot of young guys stepped up. They played at a high level, so I respect those guys and I appreciate them. So look forward to next year, really just coming back. Get on your ground in the off season. We're going to be better. We're going to be better than ever next year.
Better to get this praise from Adrian knowing that he doesn't have a real affinity for fullbacks historically?
Yeah, I've heard that. but, you know, I just tried to, being here with Jerome too, I got to see, you know, what Adrian liked. And, you know, I just try to get out of his way as fast as possible, but still make a good block. And, you know, I think we got a good relationship going. You know, I think as the season went on, we got more and more comfortable with each other.
Good overall season for you. Led the team in receiving yards. Any comment on that today, or look at it as any?
Just scratching the surface. It's just the beginning. I'm still young. Got a lot of time to grow. But it's just the beginning really for me. So I see y'all next year. We'll have a real conversation then.
Individually, though, I mean, pretty satisfied with how the year went. I mean, you get the contract and turned into a pretty good third down target for Teddy.
You know. I am kind of happy on how the year ended, but you know, anytime the season ends, it's always too. Well, anytime the season ends without a Super Bowl, it's always too early. You know, continue to grow. We have a great team, great atmosphere around here. Great guys and great coaches upstairs. So we just have to continue to build with what Coach Zim and Rick Spielman and all the guys upstairs started.
What was Zim's message to you guys this morning?
You know, he let us know how proud of us he was, and you know, we played hard yesterday, and basically it was nobody's fault.
How much have the older guys kind of preached about the opportunity to get into the playoffs?
Just as far as it doesn't come around all the time, but as far as you need to make it a regular occurrence, I mean, not only just this year, but you need to go back a couple more times within the next year. Just keep going, just to build that type of just tempo for the team, just as far as expect to win. Don't play like timid or anything like that. We need to expect to win, expect to go back to the playoffs, because we do have a good team.
What's restricted free agent this offseason? Any concerns on what the future might hold there?
I don't know. Really, this is my first time being in this situation, so, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, I would hope to be back here. You know, this has been my home, and you know, I really like this team and what we got going on here. So hopefully, back in Minnesota.
Individually, Jerick is a highlight. Maybe finally getting into the end zone.
Yeah, I would say so. Was blessed and fortunate to get my first touchdown, and you know, I just got, you know, so much respect and love for the guy, my teammates, and the guys in this locker room, and the coaches. So. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, what everybody does in the offseason and, you know, how they come back and just get better.
You know, you can't take away from the season that we had. Nobody expected us to be where, you know, where we were. And, you know, with the opportunity we had yesterday, we could have went even, proved even more people wrong, I guess you can say. So, you know, I think we exceeded people's expectations, not ours in here, because we expected us to be there. We expect to win, and that's how we are around here.
Day one from like training camp, you guys expected to be in the
competition? We did. We knew we were a good team, and no matter what anyone said, we knew that we had a team that could make it to the playoffs and, you know, make a little noise.
Do